if I allowed my family pride to be my guide, I'd volunteer to quit this sphere instead of you in a minute or two. But family pride must be denied and set aside and mortified and mortified.
My brain it teems with endless schemes of good and new for titty-poo, for titty-poo. But if I flit the benefit that I diffuse, the town would lose. Now every man to aid his clan should plot and plan as best he can.
I heard one day a gentleman say that criminals who are cut in two can hardly feel the fatal steel, and so are slain without much pain. If this is true, it's jolly for you, your courage grew to bid us adieu.
My brain it teems with endless games of good and evil.
Who are cults and titty
poos? If I think the benefit that I lose, the town will lose. Now every town to aid his clan should plot and plan as best he can. And so, although I'm ready to go, yet recollect where disrespected I neglect to thus effect this indirect. So I object.
And so, although I wish to go and greatly pine to brightly shine and take the line of a hero fine with 3 to 9, I must decline.
And go and show both friend and foe how much you dare. I'm quite aware it's your affair, yet I declare I take your share, but I don't much care.
I must
so I object.
Your share,
I must.
To sit in solemn silence in a dull dock, dock in a best electric prison with a life on lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a chippy, chippy jumper on a big black block. To sit in solemn silence in a dull dock, dock in a best electric prison with a life on lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a chippy, chippy jumper on a big black block. A dull dock, dock, a life on lock, a short, sharp shock, a big black block. Silence in a question that's a prison. I'm awaiting the sensation from the jibby jibby trouble on the beat.